Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today.
Deep dive time.
It's all about relationships and how they handle big changes in life.
Yeah.
Like when you move or...
Moving is a big one.
Big one.
Absolutely.
New jobs, having kids.
All the biggies.
You name it.
Yeah.
All that stuff can really impact a relationship.
It's true.
We've been looking into some research.
Okay.
About how couples counseling can actually really help.
Interesting.
During these like times of big change.
I'm ready. Let's unpack this.
Okay. So one thing that really stood out to me in this research was just how much emphasis they put on, like how emotional this whole process is.
Yeah.
Like going through a big change.
For sure.
It's like a roller coaster, right?
It is. Ups and downs.
Total roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you're excited and then you get anxious.
Oh, yeah.
Anxious for sure.
Sometimes you're even like scared.
Definitely. Like, what's going to happen? Yeah. And that's just one person dealing with this.
Right.
Now you've got two people in a relationship.
Uh-huh. Who are both going through that.
Both on that roller coaster.
At the same time. Yeah, it's tough.
And the research talks about, like, how that can really damage things if you're not careful.
Right.
Because of expectations that aren't spoken.
Oh, expectations. Yes. They can really mess things up.
Big time.
Yeah.
And so what they talk about a lot is how, like, a counselor can help couples to actually communicate better.
Okay. Communicate better, not just more.
Not just more, yeah.
Because sometimes we think if we just talk more, it'll get better.
Right, right. But
it's got to be the right kind of talking.
Exactly. It's the quality, not just the quantity.
I like that. Quality over quantity.
Right. And there was this one line that I actually underlined in the research here.
What was it?
It says, ensuring that both of you feel heard.
Oh, that's so important.
And understood.
Yes. Heard and understood. Two different things.
Because you can hear somebody, but you're not really listening to them.
Totally. And we're not really understanding where they're coming from.
Yeah. And when you're stressed, it's so easy to just kind of like accidentally shut down communication.
Shut you down completely. It's like our brain goes, nope.
Yeah, like overload. Can't handle anymore.
Exactly. And that's when things can get tricky in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a great point you bring up about how stress can really impact our ability to communicate effectively.
Right.
And this research also highlights something else that's super important.
Okay.
Which is like revisiting your goals as a couple.
Oh, interesting.
During these big life transitions.
It was like a time to like.
Yeah. Like a checkpoint.
Check in with each other. Yeah. See where you're at.
Did our priorities shift at all?
Yeah. Because things change. Right.
Right. And that's okay.
Exactly. And maybe what worked before.
Yeah.
Doesn't work now.
It might need some tweaking.
Yeah. So what needs to be renegotiated?
Renegotiated, yeah. I like that word.
Because it really is like a negotiation.
It is. Like, okay, what do we need now? What are we working towards?
Yeah, and I love that the research even gives, like, practical examples.
Oh, cool. Like what?
Like deciding how to handle finances after a job change.
Oh, yeah. Money is a big one.
Huge.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If one person in a couple suddenly loses their job,
right,
their whole financial plan...
Yeah.
Gets thrown out the window.
Exactly. And then that can lead to tension.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're both stressed about money.
And you might not agree on how to handle it.
Right. You might have different ideas.
And that's where a counselor can be so helpful.
Totally. They can help you navigate those tough conversations.
And like create a plan together.
Exactly. It's about finding that path forward.
Together.
Together. Yeah. Not just one person calling all the shots.
Exactly. And it's not even just about the practical stuff.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Okay. I'm listening.
It's also about the emotional side of things.
Yeah, the feeling.
The feelings. The research actually talks about how a counselor can help couples learn to be better at, like, emotional support.
Interesting. Like, how to support each other better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we all need that, right?
Absolutely. We all need a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
Especially when we're going through these big changes.
For sure. It's like life just throws you curveballs sometimes.
And it's so important to have someone there who can, like...
Yeah.
Just be there for you emotionally.
A listen and understand.
Totally.
No.
And that's something that a counselor can help with.
That's amazing. So they're like emotional coaches in a way.
Kind of. They give you tools and techniques.
Cool.
To like navigate those choppy waters.
Yeah. The emotional ups and downs.
Exactly. And then there's this whole other part of the research.
Okay. What's next?
That I found really interesting.
All right.
It's about coping mechanisms.
Oh, how we deal with stress.
Exactly. And they talk about like... certain things that are red flags.
Red flags, like warning signs.
Warning signs, yeah.
Yeah.
That your usual ways of coping might be backfiring.
Oh, interesting.
Especially in the context of a relationship.
Like what kind of red flag?
Yeah, so they mention things like avoidance.
Avoidance.
So just completely shutting down, not dealing with things.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Not a good strategy.
Not at all.
And then they also talk about excessive arguing.
Oh, arguing too much.
Yeah, like every little thing turns into a fight.
Right, when you're just constantly at each other's throats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we all have our own ways of coping with stress.
We do. We all have our little quirks.
Yeah, our go-to strategies. But when things are already tough,
yeah,
like when you're going through a big change,
right,
those bad habits can get like
amplified, like they're on steroids or something.
Exactly.
And
it just makes everything so much worse.
It's like adding fuel to the fire.
Totally.
Cool.
And the research, it actually makes this point that conflict is normal during times of change.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. It's expected. It's gonna happen.
But it's how you handle it, right?
It's all about how you handle it. And that's another thing that counselors can help with.
Okay, so how do they help with that?
There's this line in the research that I love.
I'm ready.
It says, a couples counselor can provide you with tools and techniques.
Tools and techniques,
to resolve conflicts constructively.
Constructively, that's the key.
Yeah. Without damaging your relationship.
Oh, that's so important. It's not about winning or losing.
It's about working together.
Yeah, to find a solution that works for both of you.
Exactly. And ultimately, the goal is to come out of these changes.
Okay.
Stronger.
Stronger, yeah. Like you've been through the fire together.
Exactly. They use this really cool term in the research.
Oh, I like cool terms. What is it?
They call it enhancing relationship resilience.
Relationship resilience.
I know. It sounds a little...
A little academic, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think I get what they mean.
Yeah.
It's like building those emotional muscles that can withstand anything.
Anything life throws your way.
Yeah. It's like going to the gym.
For your relationship.
I like that. Couples therapy is like relationship gym.
I love that.
Yeah.
This deep dive has been...
That's really insightful.
So packed with good stuff.
It really has.
And I'm already thinking about, like, even if you're not in... like a romantic relationship, these ideas are so relevant.
They are, because everybody goes through changes.
Right. And just thinking about how you, as an individual, how you handle change.
Individually, yeah.
That's huge.
It is huge. And you know, one thing that this research doesn't explicitly mention is the role of individual therapy.
Oh, interesting.
Alongside couples counseling.
Okay.
Because sometimes...
Yeah.
You need to work on yourself before you can really show up
fully
for your partner.
In the relationship.
Exactly. So that's something to consider.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
And for you listening to this.
Yes. Yeah.
I want you to think about
how
you can apply these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to like your romantic relationship.
Right.
But to any close partnership.
Oh, interesting.
That's going through change.
Like what kind of partnerships?
So like think about business partners.
Oh, yeah. Business partners. They definitely go through ups and downs.
Family dynamics.
Families, for sure.
Those can get really complicated.
They can, especially during times of change.
Right. And that core need to communicate, to renegotiate, and to support each other.
To be there for each other.
It applies across the board.
It does. It's universal.
It's a human thing.
It's a human thing. And I think that's what's so fascinating about this whole topic.
Yeah.
Change is inevitable, right?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. We can't avoid it.
We can't stop it.
But we have more control.
Yeah.
Over how we navigate it.
How we deal with it.
Than we think.
Than we realize.
Especially within our relationship.
Yes. We have the power to make choices.
We do. We're not just victims of circumstance.
So much truth in that.
So true.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time.
Happy navigating.
Happy navigating those waves of change, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye.